You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says most of his colleagues have strongly supported his proposed National Energy Guarantee, a plan he claims would provide reliable, affordable power while lowering carbon emissions.
We've had a good debate in the coalition party room, overwhelming support for the National Energy Guarantee, whose object is cheaper and more reliable energy, and at the same time, of course, meet our commitments to reduce emissions in accordance with the Paris Agreement.
Mr Turnbull says ultimately the focus is lower electricity prices. Starting in 2020, the proposed guarantee is designed to bring down energy bills by about $550 a year. But his predecessor as Coalition Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, says those figures are nothing more than merchant bankers' gobbledygook. The National Energy Guarantee also requires retailers to source reliable electricity, which meets the Paris Agreement emissions reduction targets. The legislation sets a target for the electricity sector of cutting 26% from the 2005 levels by 2030. Opposition energy spokesman Mark Butler maintains that target is not high enough and should be 45%. And he says Labor will be moving amendments to reflect that.
The government cannot tie the hands of future governments, whether that's a future Labor government or a future Liberal government, in doing what the vast bulk of industry says will inevitably have to happen, and that is to lift the target. That's our position as a matter of principle.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Labor is prepared to take the fight over targets to the next election. Mr Shorten says it's disturbing that Mr Abbott is able to hinder Mr Turnbull from doing better.
Mr Turnbull is in fact giving in to a lot of Mr Abbott's values when it comes to climate change and energy. What we will see is promises to deliver new money for new coal-fired power stations. We will see less renewable energy in the system, which means higher prices. What we have now is the dreadful situation in Australia where Mr Turnbull is so weak that although he may call something an energy guarantee, the fact of the matter is he is surrendering energy policy making in this country to people who do not believe in climate change.
Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg says the government still has a number of hurdles to get over.
We'll be having a telephone hookup this evening with the states, after which, consistent with their agreement at last Friday's meeting, the draft exposure of the state legislation will be released for comment. That goes for a period of a month, and that's a statutory requirement. Then there'll be any amendments that will be needed to be made, and the intention is that all the states can agree to the final state legislation implementing the National Energy Guarantee before Victoria goes into caretaker mode at the end of October.
If Mr Abbott and other coalition MPs vote against the legislation, it could create a tight vote in the one-seat majority parliament if Labor also opposes it. While the government seeks bipartisan support, it's not yet clear how the opposition will vote. Greens leader Richard Di Natale's urged Labor not to cave in.
The Labor Party look like, again, they are walking both sides of the fence. They're saying one thing about the policy, that it is a dud, that it doesn't do what it's intended to do, and yet they won't say that they'll block it. I mean, this is a big test for Bill Shorten here.
Greens MP Adam Bant says Mr Turnbull lacks the numbers to guarantee passage of the plan through the lower house.
Malcolm Turnbull cannot guarantee that enough coalition members are going to vote for this so that it passes the House where government is formed. What we know after today is that a terrible policy is likely to get even worse. To get all of these coal huggers on board, Malcolm Turnbull is now leaving the door open to signing up for a coal slush fund to keep coal-fired power stations open for longer or potentially even build new ones, at the same time as parts of the planet are on fire.
As well as rolling out the National Energy Guarantee, the Turnbull government is expected to underwrite new power generation projects, which could include coal-fired plants. That's in line with one of 56 Australian Competition and Consumer Commission recommendations to cut power prices. Industry groups continue to call for a quick resolution over national power policy. Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Chief James Pearson says it's time for the politics to end and all state and territory governments to quickly support the framework. Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.